Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Like or dislike, or maybe you just recognize what the Pistons did in free agency. I feel like there's not a lot of excitement over what they did. But just to recap it, people were expecting quite a bit when they freed up a max slot and they got attached to max-type players. Bridges before the domestic issue. Ayton, who is still out there looming. The Pistons decided not to make the big swing, not sign a max guy. Instead, they turned their max cap space into a lottery pick, Jalen Duren. Nerlens Noel and Alec Burks, some veteran cast-offs from the Knicks at $19 million. Kemba Walker, buyout at $9 million. Couple second-round picks from Portland, couple second-round picks from the Knicks. They re-signed Marvin Bagley, 3 years, $37 million. Little sticker shock for people, but that happens every year at this time. And then Kevin Knox, 2 years, $6 million. He was a top 10 pick with the Knicks, never caught on, still very young. John, none of this is exciting. None of this is maybe what people expected, but I'm not let down by the fact that they passed on a max guy. We've seen the Pistons do this before, where they say, we have money, we have to spend it, and it ends up with Charlie V and Ben Gordon, yeah, Josh Smith, or even taking a big swing for the remnants of Blake Griffin. Instead, they said, you know what? We're not a piece away from contention in the East. Let's build this thing with our young core. Our biggest growth from 25 to 35 wins will be from Cade Cunningham and Jaden Ivey. Our biggest growth from 35 to 45 wins, Cade Cunningham, Jaden Ivey, Sadiq Bey. Then, with the flexibility and the opportunity, you go get someone who fits. Not just a guy to get a guy. Not a non-shooter on a team that needs shooting, just to pacify the fan base. So, John, while it's not popular to say, I'm cool with what the Pistons did in free agency.
Yeah, they didn't do anything sexy. They didn't go out and spend the money. And just because you have it doesn't mean you have to spend it. And what I like about this is after this year, we'll know exactly what Killian Hayes is. Is he going to be with the team long term? Is he a piece to the puzzle? Not the piece, but a piece. Sadiq Bey, we will also know, in year three and after year three, exactly what he means to the Detroit Pistons as he continues to develop. And that's what we've heard from Troy Weaver is, hey, we're going to draft these guys. It's very important that we draft well and that we develop the players that we draft. Then we can go out and add the pieces to the ones that we've brought in ourselves. We know a lot about Cade Cunningham. We'll know more after year two. And I think that's where we're going because, yeah, Jaden Ivey, I think it's a good pick. Jalen Duren, I think they did a terrific job of putting them in position to pick him up. And after they picked Jalen Duren, like you thought, okay, they're not going to go out and get a guy like DeAndre Ayton. They're not. Okay. And so does he develop? Again, we go back to Troy Weaver, draft well, develop well. And then next year, you're going to know where you are because they're basically in another year of purgatory, where they're probably not going to be a playoff team, no, but they're probably not going to be in the market for, yet they'll be in the lottery, but the number of balls that they have in the hopper are going to be much less. At least that's what we hope. Now, what do they do next year in free agency? Because they're going to have north of $40 million next year because Alec Burks, all right? Hopefully he can come in here and he can be that 40-plus percent three-point shooter for a year. Maybe you extend him, maybe you don't, but he's a one-year rental. Nerlens Noel. Yes, we could have him come in here, play some defense, defend the rim. He's a one-year rental. And then you can go out there and say, we know what we have. our group that we've drafted over the last 3 years are developing. We're putting this together. We're building from inside throughout the draft, and now we can go out and spend in free agency. So I'm fine with being patient. Nothing happened this year that's sexy. And the struggle is there's been so many years where we've had to listen to patience. We're starting the rebuild. The Detroit Lions, nothing sexy in free agency. The Detroit Tigers, nothing sexy in free agency. Yeah, they went out and signed Javi Baez, but they wanted Carlos Correa. Nothing sexy.
So I feel like the fans may feel let down, and I'm seeing some of the initial ticket texts. One says, after an A draft, this has been an F free agency. Why are we digging through the Knicks' trash? Noel and Knox, come on. Another one points out, I'm not asking for the stars and the moon, but one free agent of significance? Come on. John, Pistons fans are not happy. It's a weekend of fireworks, literally, and in the NBA, and what the Pistons got, one of those, the little sparklers, you hand your kids the sparklers this weekend?
Yes.
That's the Pistons' approach to free agency. And while you and I understand it, don't be aggressively stupid. A lot of people want them to be aggressive. Not everybody's on board with this, John. I'm reading some of the ticket texts. We'll get to the phones, 248-539-9797. There are people who are upset that the Pistons didn't make a bigger splash given the fact they had a max slot and some to spend. People pointing out it's the Knicks' scraps on the ticket text. People saying they're still going to be in the lottery. They're going nowhere. Well, first of all, they're going somewhere. They have two top five draft picks who are going to take this backcourt to a level we haven't seen.
Yeah, they're going somewhere. They're just not going fast enough for most people. And I understand that. Not everybody is going to sit there and try and look at the long game when you have money to spend. That's why credit card debt is so pervasive in the United States. Patience is not there. And, you know, people just want to jump in and they want instant gratification. Well, if you want sustained success, instant gratification isn't the way to get there. I mean, take a look at the Brooklyn Nets. I mean, they wanted instant gratification by going out, getting KD, going out, getting Kyrie Irving, going out, getting James Harden. Where has that gotten them? No one wants to be there. And they're going to try and unload these superstars. Well, what are they going to get in return at this time?
Scraps. I mean, we'll see. The Durant haul could be potentially pretty big. But it's a complicated situation because he's got 4 years left on his deal. Certain teams can't offer certain players.
And it's being held up because they have Ben Simmons.
But exactly, because they went out and got a guy to get a guy. And that's a problem. The Pistons have fallen into that in their past, too. And we're well aware of Charlie V and Ben Gordon, Josh Smith, Blake Griffin, the whole deal. I don't want to see them make those same mistakes just to make moves. But we have ticket texters who say, I'm not happy or on board with the current situation. They aren't any better than last year. Lottery, here we come. That's Ryan in Waterford. Another chance to make a move. Another failed offseason. Welcome to every Detroit sports team's offseasons. Another person says, it's not Troy's fault, but it is Troy's problem that the Pistons have been bad for so long. I'm tired of the wait until next year and developing. They absolutely need to be a top five team in the East next year. Or else. Okay, here's the thing. It's not Troy Weaver's fault or his problem that the Pistons were mismanaged before his arrival. And what he can't do...
It is his problem.
In this sense, he can't go out and be reactionary. He needs to build his team his way. He can't try to pacify that ticket texter and make a move so that guy buys tickets this year. His job is to build a champion. And if that takes an extra year because DeAndre Ayton's not a shooter and Miles Bridges is not a good person, then so be it. You wait another year and you rely on the growth from Cade, Ivy, and Bay. Those are the guys that need you to go from 25 to 35 to 45 wins, not DeAndre Ayton on a max contract.
No, and he didn't create the problem, but it is his problem. Now, how he solves that problem is what people are having an issue with because they want it to be now. They want to go from a 23-59 team to, if you're going to be top five, all right, where are you going to find 25 more wins? Like in just signing one guy, isn't going to get you there. Now, if you continue to develop the players that you have and you have an answer for Killian Hayes after this year, which I believe you will have, Sadiq Bey, you're going to have your answer. Is he a part of the long term? And if he is, all right, now you can go out. If Sadiq Bey is your shooter or one of the shooters, all right, now you don't have to necessarily go and target one individual player. You can target a couple of guys.
Let's go to the phones. Are people on board with this firework-free 4th of July weekend by the Pistons? Let's go to Eric in Macomb. Eric, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
Good morning.
Yeah, so I'm very on board with what Troy Weaver is doing. You know, the draft kind of solidified that we weren't going to do anything with DeAndre Ayton. I think the people that are disappointed with the free agency so far don't realize that this team is still at least 2 to 3 years away from competing. They have to develop Jaden Ivey more. They have to see what kind of a star Cade Cunningham is. And I am really curious with the news of Miles Bridges, you know, if he was going to be our big splash, and given his recent implosion of his career, he was the perfect fit for us at a four, a guy who can kind of do everything, you know, give you 20 to 25 points a game. And if, you know, the recent news with him, if it kind of caused Troy Weaver to take a step back and sign some lower tier players just to a couple of years and give ourselves some time just to see where this team, the direction it's going in.
Yeah, I don't know about the timeline with Bridges, because the events got reported on Wednesday. It allegedly happened on Tuesday. Now, maybe it's been ongoing, because it doesn't sound like...
It's the first time.
Yeah, so maybe, Weaver, you do your homework as a team. You realize, for whatever reason, he's not a plus shooter, and then this pops up on your radar, and you say, you know what? We'll take a couple picks. We'll keep our flexibility and our options open. Maybe that played a factor.
And before this news came out, it was being reported that Charlotte was going to match anything that somebody offered him. So they might not have been willing to let him go to begin with. So, I mean, Miles Bridges could have been an option. Maybe he was an option, but maybe it wasn't even on the table.
I like the Pistons fans are fighting back on the ticket text and the phones. We'll keep talking to Pistons fans ahead of, you know, a season where they stood pat. Effectively. Yep. I mean, added some veterans, but didn't make a splash. It's 97.1. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Auto Parts. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.